At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first. The West Virginia University Institute for Rural and Community Health will use $1 million to continue expanding resources across West Virginia through the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program. Amy Snodgrass is the project director, and she's here to tell us a little more about it. Amy, this is the second time that the Institute has received this funding. How's that money being used?
We're able to expand into three additional rural counties, which is Tyler and Doddridge counties, as well as expanding more into Jackson County.
What's new this year with the program?
The need for accessing those services right in the county where they live is a huge need that we're able to help. We have, through our grant, peer support specialists that come alongside a person and help them as they recover in their journey to recovery.
It sounds like this is really making an impact on people in communities where this program is in place. Talk a little bit about why that is so important, especially in a state like West Virginia.
As a land grant institution, WVU supports staff and students to create a diverse, inclusive culture that advances education, healthcare, and prosperity for all by providing access and opportunity. And I think that this grant supports that, like, fully. You know, you're transforming communities.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.